William Blake is one of the great figures that stands on the world stage. Absolute genius of the imagination, but he's probably best known for writing Jerusalem, an anthem that's actually united this nation. You hear it at the royal wedding, Commonwealth Games. It's something that everybody can connect to. And he was somebody that made connections, not just between spiritual things and earthly things, but also across all different subjects. He was really a kind of Renaissance man. He was a psychologist, he was a politician, although you probably know him best as a poet or maybe as an artist.
And when was he alive then?
He was alive in the late 17th, it's the late 18th century, and he lived in Feltham in 1800. So it's a time of quite fear, you know, the beginning of the Napoleonic Wars. So it's quite an interesting time with the American Revolution going on. So that was really his era, the Georgian era.
How has this arisen that you are now wanting to buy back the house? Because what happened to it? Who's previously been owning it?
Yeah, well, it's actually been in the same family for four generations. And what the family want to do is to give it really back to the nation. So they've reduced the price from originally $650,000 to $520,000 to give it back to the Blake Society, who can put it in a trust. Then we're going to have it opened to the public 1 or 2 days a week and actually restore a piece of a missing piece, really, of English heritage.
And do you think that this is something that people in the area want? And do you think that people will actually benefit from this if it actually gets, if it actually happens?
Yeah, I mean, the words that I've heard and been said back to me are it's a no-brainer. Some people see it as a restoration. Some people see it as regeneration. But nobody has been critical of it. Everybody sees the potential to really put, Bognor Regis on the map, but also this corner of West Sussex he had a very soft spot for and gave it a special name, Beulah, which would be something to be more widely known.
So £520,000,
yeah,
is what you're looking to raise.
That's right.
It's a lot of money. Where are we at the moment with regards to fundraising?
Well, what we've done, we haven't gone live yet with the crowdfunding, which we're looking to be the main source, because what we want is for a lot of people to give a little bit. So, you know, £3, £5, because he is so well known, not just in this country, but internationally. However, we have had a lot of interest and support from West Sussex, Butlins, the University of Chichester. So we are getting a bit of momentum in terms of, you know, bigger donations as well.
Is this something that qualifies for any government grant or lottery funding or anything?
It's quite strange. It's actually been over the years, the Blake Society has found it really difficult to raise money to celebrate anything to do with William Blake, even though the Olympics, he was the only person next to Shakespeare that was actually mentioned at the opening ceremony. You also had the Green and Pleasant Land and the Satanic Mills. So although I see as a really important heritage figure, originally we were turned down for the English Heritage Lottery grant, although I understand that they're now reviewing that.